I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
All right, then we're good. What up, besties?
Joel, right in.
You can go ahead.
Hello.
What's up, besties? Besties. Welcome
to this. What's going on, everybody? Hey. What's up, y'all? Okay, yeah, that's about as high as I'm going to be.
So, you can hear us sound checking ourselves. Austin, I thought you were in Hilton Head, but you're not. But then I got confused because I was like, wait, I think he's in Vegas. And I knew you were kind of going out there at some point, but what's up? What's happening?
Yeah, so I had a family wedding in Hilton Head. So I drove up there or down there. I drove down there on Friday. And then I committed to this charity golf tournament in Vegas. It's called the Leap Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's John O'Hurley, which if anyone knows who that is, it is Peterman from Seinfeld. He is hilarious and amazing. And then ex MLB pitcher Josh Beckett played for a bunch of teams but won a couple World Series. And it's for epilepsy. They both have different stories about epilepsy in their life. John O'Hurley's sister passed away from epilepsy, and Josh Beckett has a similar story. And Shep got me involved in it, and I knew that I had the family wedding, and I was like, Austin, this is one of those things where like you're trying to like do too much, you know. I was like, you're going to the wedding, but I was like, I can do this. I know that I can do this. So I woke up on Sunday morning actually, and drove back to Charleston. The two plus hour drive to make my 12:30 flight so I could be out here yesterday, and we played golf today, and man, was it the right
decision. Fact that you're still standing is you must be making serious I don't want to say improvements, but enhancements or leveling up your life. I mean, usually we can't stand after golf tournaments, and this is two in a row. We did Hope for the Warriors and drove back to Charleston. And now you're podcasting after a golf tournament in Vegas. I mean, the hat says you lost some wages, but
yeah. and the hat would be correct, Craig. The hat is correct. I did not. We all played well, and it was so much fun. But we did not win the kit and caboodle or anything like that. But you know what, Craig? The real winners are the friends that you make along the way, and that is no exception with today.
Did you have any good shots?
It was awesome. Sorry, what?
Did you have any good shots?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We're definitely going to the Strip tonight. So where we are is like 25 minutes outside of Vegas proper, or like 20 minutes. And, you know, last night was like the introduction and all the things and the auction to raise money, which they raised like 350 grand, which is awesome. But tonight it's like, all right, let's all go to the rooms and take some downtime and shower and this and that. And then we're going to the Strip. So we are going to the Strip.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
Which is wild, Craig, because we're coming back in 2 weeks for BravoCon.
It's probably going to make you be like, you know, I'm good on BravoCon. Even though you love the people, you're going to be like, I'm not doing Vegas. Vegas twice in a month is insane.
We're officially 2 weeks out from Milwaukee. Today.
No way.
Yeah. Well, three, you know, when our besties are listening
three
to this.
Tuesdays away.
No. Two.
Three.
No, BravoCon's in two.
Bro. Next Tuesday is the Tuesday before BravoCon. And then the Tuesday after that, my friend, is
so
the Milwaukee
would
show.
Be Tuesday.
Okay. On the 7th?
So okay. Yeah, and so we are right. Officially.
Three Tuesdays.
You're no, he's Tuesdays. We're 15. We're 14 days away. That's true.
Yes.
Nick. Yeah, it comes fast. Nick Paige came in the room earlier and said, and Nick was like, "Thanks, Paige." And she's like, "You're welcome." And I was like, "What happened there?" And Paige is like, "It's a secret." And then Nick was so apparently Nick and Paige have a relationship now that I'm not sure what it consists of.
I love
but
this. I love this.
Me too.
The drama's building. Nick. Nick has a secret relationship with Paige. Post it out there, everyone.
Yeah, it's what is happening. This relationship, Nick? You have to tell us.
Well, no, now she's like my life coach. She answered my text, so she's in trouble now. Now it's out there that I can what? Text her. I was shopping for clothes and stuff for the tour, and I was like, so is this stuff in style or out of style now? And she's like, out. You should go shop.
Oh,
here
that's good.
Bed. Nick's getting fashion advice from Paige. That's pretty great.
I mean,
she's tough though.
I feel I feel like people pay for fashion advice from Paige. So Nick just got a free little, and Nick, I gotta say, it's kind of adorable that like you're concerned about clothes for tour. Like you're looking for clothes.
Everyone's gonna be saying hi to Nick.
Yeah, I know. Motherfuckers are gonna torture me. So
I love it.
Sell out,
dude.
Nick.
This makes me happy. Nick, I'd like want you to show up just looking trendy as fuck. And you're just like you're just swaggy Nick showing up to our shows. I love that.
Let's take a quick break from a word from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined by Austin Kroll out of Las Vegas. He went out pretty early for BravoCon. And Nick Norris in Virginia. Look at me in a wonderful mood. And
Nick.
Got a
boo,
Nick.
Boo, boo.
I am wearing our Toxic Tour 1, Season 1, Play on Words sweatshirt. You can find it at pillowsandbeer.com. We will be announcing the winners of our merch contest next week, so stay tuned. And if you want to come see us at one of our live shows, visit www.pillowsandbeer.com. I'm excited. We got Milwaukee, Nashville, and New Orleans coming up.
No, Houston. Milwaukee, Nashville, Houston, and I don't know what you've been getting the most.
Well, New Orleans is December 10th, but
I don't know what you've been getting the most buzz about, Craig, or like what you get tagged in the most, or you know, DMs in the most, or if you check your DMs. But I've recently had a bunch of people being like, Houston, 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 trying to get some buzz going for Houston. That makes me happy.
I get Houston, but the Boston people, Boston besties are loud and proud.
That's true. That is true.
And I'm sure all of our besties are, but recently the Boston has overtaken my inbox. And so we want to hear from your town too. And yes, it's not against the rules to say this. We are open to doing private venues. And that's what we're doing in Milwaukee too. Like not I'm just saying like when we're doing the deal, like what is it called, Nick?
If you work with a venue, just reach out to us.
Yes, yeah. That's what I meant. If you work for, kind of looks like
Craig's highlights. Craig's trying to book weddings.
Craig's trying to book a bar mitzvah. He's like, listen, we will do and work anywhere, okay? You got a bar mitzvah, we are your guys, okay? You got like a 30-person party, we are your guys.
Well, we're missing the West Coast, and I get a lot of messages from California and the Northwest, and, you know.
Who do we blame for that?
So just
who do we blame for that?
Jerry.
Jerry. Okay, Jerry. God, I love blaming Jerry.
Every time I do that, somebody. I will always remember standing on the table at Winter House, me and you, just yelling at Jerry through, hoping that through one of the cameras or mic lines throughout the house, it reached him.
Oh my God, man. Winter House 1 was so fun, Craig. It was so fun. But
one's coming out. Sorry,
the third one's coming out on Tuesday, man. I'm going to be in New York on Tuesday. This is a good question.
Are you going to the party?
So there's a party on Tuesday night, and you know, of course, a few of the cast members have sent me the invite to come. And Katie, my little sister, is basically saying that she's going to go with or without me. What are your thoughts on that, Craig, and or Nick?
Katie loves going to those things, and that's great.
Yeah, and
I thought
become friends with
them. You told me the other day that you were kind of open. Yeah, like, I mean, you're friends with them too. You know,
it is kind of weird because. And sorry to cut you off.
Or do you think it would feel like you're like the quarterback from the high school team showing up to the. To the game once he's in college. Do you feel like you're going back to your like high school wearing your varsity?
That's exactly what I feel like, right? It's not because I don't want to support. I'm sure that season 3 is going to be hilarious and wild and weird and all of the things. But yes, exactly what you just said. I don't want to feel like the high school quarterback who comes back with like a beer gut and like a six pack in my hands. And I'm like, I used to be dope.
Back in my day. Yeah.
Back I used to run this day, shit, you know, like I want to be supportive. I want to be supportive, but like not be weird about it.
I would just show up and be like, I still run it. Yeah, I was there. You just didn't fucking know.
I'll get drunk and grab a microphone and be like, I run this. I run this. Okay. And don't you forget it. And then like pass out on a table.
No, look, this is why it's not that. One, the reason we weren't there is because we were filming Southern Charm at the same time. Two, you are still a full-time cast member of another show. And so you are in the Bravo family. I think if you weren't in the Bravo family anymore and you show up, it's fucking weird.
Okay.
Like, because that's like you're trying to be like included. And look, we are talking about, we both have our own scars and wounds from people. Like, I know we're thinking it, but if you go to something like this, of course you're going to support. But we've known people in the past that just will not take their, like, they'll do anything to keep their hand in the pot. And no, like, instead, it's like the varsity quarterback showing up to like the JV game and supporting. Not, I'm not calling
it. You just called them JV. I don't know how you're going to get out of that. I don't know how you're going to get out of that. You literally just referred to season 3 cast as JV. And I think it's funny. I love Honest Craig.
Well, because it gets. The because sentiment is genuine.
We are the founding fathers. Yes,
it's like a fraternity. Like it's the sentiment is real, or it's like a Hall of Fame guy coming back to watch like the current professional team play. How about that? Not JV, but it's the. Nick. It's like you have retired,
and now we're in the Hall of Fame. I love it, Craig. Just like Craig, I love how you think of this. It makes me happy because you're like, listen, we're legends, okay?
It's not
everyone out there knows. Like,
you're washed up, you know. You didn't go to college and just stop playing sports. Like, you still play sports, but you're in the pros now. So yeah, that's it. You're a college baseball player that's going back to support his old high school team.
Okay.
And you're rooting for them at states, you know, and it's not like, why is that guy here? It's like, yeah, it's like, wow, yeah, that guy's so cool that he still comes back and like roots on like the kid.
I know, man. But like, I can't help but think of the scene.
You're like, Kyle, you still haven't graduated high school. Kyle's in his ninth year, senior year. I guess there's no eligibility in high school.
Kyle is a ninth year senior. Like, Kyle is Ryan Reynolds in Van Wilder. Kyle is Van Wilder. He's like the only kid who has like a golf cart around, you know, the Bravo parking lot, and he's like still rocking senior year. He's like, I'm still the man. And like Kyle, look, I have a mullet now, so I am definitely the
Kyle
man.
I can see him in a security vest one day at like 70 years old, roaming around the BravoCon parking lot with a security vest on and a mullet and being like, man,
drinking
back
Loverboy
in my day.
Drinking.
Like, he's the Ric Flair. Loverboy. Kyle is the Ric Flair of Bravo.
And Ric Flair is an absolute legend, so don't mince our words on this one, but it is funny.
No, he still shows up to like football games and he's like, woo! Yeah. And you're like, he's, oh, like, you're a legend.
He's like, oh shit, man, kegger after the party and so and so's parents aren't gonna be there, let's go, guys. So and so's parents are out of town, fuck yeah, let's rip Winter House season 12, guys, let's go. Okay. So you think that if I decide to go, then you know, it's out of support, and that's that.
Yeah, you're, well, at this point, the fact that we know that you don't have a conflicting scheduled event and you're going to be in New York, then it would be an asshole move not to go.
Great. I just outed myself to not having a conflicting event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, well, Craig called you guys JV.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, we're all well aware that Craig thinks that. It's like, but he said it in a nice way.
I'm not bitter at all, but you guys are.
I'm proud of him. There's one thing that me and you are bitter about of season 3 in Winter House.
The
there's
location.
Only one
it's
thing.
The location.
Yep.
The location. And Craig and I, I'm just gonna say it. Craig and I crawled so that season 3 could run.
But now we sound bitter. We sat because we had to do 2 years in Vermont at the exact same house with the exact same people doing the exact same things. It's hard to do. Give us a new location. Who knows what will happen? But like, man, also going to Steamboat is like, Stowe was fun, but like going to Steamboat is just awesome.
We were completely convinced, by the way, besties, that season two, that we were going to Aspen or something dope like that. And we were like, yes, yes.
They had us so
and then
full.
They were like, psych out. You're going back to the exact same house where all this shit went down 1 year ago and deal with it. We were like, shit. Okay.
Dude, remember our podcast from our quarantine in Vermont?
Yeah. Course.
We sat around for 6 hours with Spencer and drank. What were those beers called that you like?
Heady Toppers.
Heady Toppers.
Jesus, Craig. We like did the exact opposite, right, man? Craig and I were like, okay, we're going to go to Vermont. And I'm sorry if y'all have heard this story before, but it gets better every time because I feel
it's been
like,
a while. Yeah.
But I feel like new pieces of the story get revealed every time that we say it. So it's like Craig and I went and we were like, cool, we're going to have like 12 days because we were supposed to be quarantining because of COVID. And we were like, and you know, we're going to go to the gym or whatever so that we, you know, show up to the house just looking fresh faced. And Craig and I drank like sailors and showed
12
up
12 days
like
straight
already, you know, hungover. Like, Craig and I,
we were on a bender when we walked into the house.
Yes, yes. We 100% were. And it's so stupid because we were walking into the biggest bender of our life. And so if you wonder why we were drinking so much, it's because our tolerance was just outrageous. Because Craig and I were so bored in our hotel because Burlington was shut down essentially because of COVID. So then Craig and I were like, all right, well, let's call up friends like Spencer and just podcast for hours.
It's what the hell did we do all day?
Craig, what did we do all day? We probably started drinking at like 2 p.m.
We found an awesome bar, but that's another story. Then we weren't allowed to go to that bar anymore.
Man, we had some good times. Man, like what should have been filmed was Craig and I.
Our road to Winter House. Do you remember the COVID testing? They couldn't get us like. But we had already had COVID during Southern Charm.
Yeah.
But they like remember they had to like rush the test back to like New York City or something crazy. We didn't like fail.
Oh,
it just kept messing up.
Okay, guys. And by rush the test back to New York City, what we mean is that a PA literally drove our tests to New York City to get it tested because it was like, no, we don't want this to get there, you know, tomorrow morning. We want this to get there in 4 hours. So she was like, all right, I'm on it. And she literally drove to New York with Craig and I's COVID test.
And me and Austin were first in the house. So it was like going to hold up everything. Like it wasn't our fault, but.
God, man, we were first in the house and we had first pick of the rooms. And Craig picked a great room. And I should have picked
the room directly next
to you. I should have picked a room directly next to you because that had like its own private bathroom too. It was big, but not too big. So it didn't look like it was like too, you know, gaudy or like, oh my God, I can't believe he took the best room. And I chose the room downstairs, which ended up being like a group room of like four people. And I was just like, what?
Well, you were trying to be like, well, one, if you were in the room next to me, we wouldn't have had all the beautiful scenes of me falling down the stairs or the shots of that happen because I was always coming to see you. that was something that was a mistake on you, but we kind of didn't get, but like, then you had to share with like,
with like four people. And,
yeah.
And then season two, I didn't even have a room, you know, I was like, oh, sure. You know, you guys can use it. Okay. And then I'll sleep in this room. And then, and I was knocking like on Kyle and Amanda's door, like, hey guys, can I use your shower? And then you even said it too. Like you and Paige were like, Austin, just use our shower. But I felt weird I felt weird asking everyone to use, you know, their showers. I was like, hey guys.
Well, and then Sierra got the big room. And then you were like, I can't ask Sierra to use her bathroom.
Right. No. Actually, it was my old room.
You're, wait.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Your old room from season one, not season two.
Yeah, my old room for season one. And so then I literally was like, you know what? I'm just going to go downstairs and shower with Corey and Jason and Luke. Like, whatever. I'm just not dealing with asking people anymore.
Wait, is Jason on this season?
I think he's on.
Hold on. We got to find out.
Yes. Yeah. Like I don't think that he was there the whole time. I think that he popped in for a few days.
I think they had some. Yeah. I mean, anyway, watch Winter House on, what is it, Tuesday?
Yeah, man, Tuesday.
I wish we were their lead-in. I saw Kyle's face, and I was like, why is Kyle on Watch What Happens? And then I was like, oh, that's right, Winter House.
Yeah. Dude.
That was a crazy year when we were...
you're probably the best cast member on our show at posting for, you know, the show, right? You're like, okay, guys... You know, it's Thursday night. You know, here's a clip from the show to get you stoked. And, like, the rest of us kind of suck.
Well, that's like, only... Sorry, finish.
The, like, cast of Winter House and of Summer House are like, on it. They are always
on it. Well, that's what Kyle and the girls, yeah. Like, Paige does such a good job of, like, taking content in the moment that will never see the internet until, like, yeah.
Until the episode airs. And I found like a few solid ones, but yes. And if there's one thing that I learned from Winter House is that all of those girls, they all take, you know, content for each party. So then when that party airs, they have content to post. And I'm like, man, I wish that I would do that.
You know, that's because we're stupid and we actually did it this season. And now we're just not going back and looking at our phones to be like, hey, I think I actually took a funny video for that. But hey, to be honest, though, this is the first season in a long time that I get to participate because my anxiety and stuff was so bad in prior seasons that I couldn't watch. And like, I certainly couldn't there was no, like, there was just a lot of personal reasons why I couldn't post. And then there was like a show that, you know, and so this season I'm like, it's easier for me to post for it because I have, you know, I'm just not in a bad place that I, you know, I was before and I wasn't drinking as much.
When I do post, it makes me happy. It like almost gives me like a sense of like euphoria, and I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna start posting more, and then I just don't. But when
you
show
with
like
the stuff that they send us, because you get that sense of accomplishment because it is, and two, you know, thanks to like our besties and everyone out there, like we have record numbers, which is really fun. And the higher the numbers, the easier it is for us to be like, you know what, screw it. Where's the camera? Like I will. Like I'm not hiding shit.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah. Welcome to Southern Charm.
Which we're long past that, but yeah.
But okay, mark my words, Craig, and I want you to hold me to it Thursday. I'm posting something for Charm.
Okay. I'm
posting something. You know, text me, you know, because you texted me on last Thursday, and then you're like, you know, hey, do you have any content from, and this time be like, hey, don't forget to post something, and I'll find something on Greenfly to post. I'm doing it. Okay, posting something.
There we go. Well, and it breaks ice, then you'll start to post a little more.
Right. That is what I meant with the euphoria comment, where it breaks the ice is basically what it does. It breaks the ice and you're like, wait a minute, that wasn't so bad. Like, I just want to post everything now.
What was your, I went to message you on your story today and I couldn't though. You got a weird setting going on?
At the moment, I turned off replies to stories because I was getting flooded, and like the messages that I wanted to read were getting lost because of all of the replies. And I was like, hey, let me try turning this off. And then it makes people like actually like think and stop and be like, oh, I can't reply to it. Okay, I have to click his name. I have to click on message. And by the time that they get there, you're like, do I want to send this message or not? Do I want to send this bullshit, you know, something mean maybe? Not saying that I was getting, you know, inundated with mess, but like,
no.
It was more so just like some important messages were getting buried. And yes, after a particular episode two, I was like, okay, no more of this where someone can just feel like they feel the need. It's like, you have just like a burning desire to say something to me. Like, you have like a burning desire to be like, people you like, suck. You're like, really? That was your burning desire to get that off your chest? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well,
you
I like when people suck, like,
then DM me, please. Then DM me.
I like when people on TV talk about like stuff like that because it gets lost sometimes. And people are like, no, they're not real. And you're like, look, at the end of the day, I got 1,000 messages that suck. Like, can we stop for a second? Like,
yeah.
I'm giving you something to watch. All right, yell it
chill
at your
out
TV.
Here. Right. Yes, yell it at your TV. It's totally fine to yell it at your TV. I totally get it. But I've been talking to all these hilarious people here, and they're like, your show's awesome because it gives me an escape. And that's not anything new that, you know, Craig and I have heard. I mean, we obviously know that. We know exactly what we do, and we know exactly what we provide. So I was just like, you know what? You know, even if this past week was a great episode, right, and I got a lot of wonderful messages, I still had my things, you know, turned off. And I was like, this is a nice little break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for that sentiment, Austin, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Hey, besties. Thanks for being with us. Austin, I'll leave it up to you how you want to finish up this episode. If you want to talk about some weird laws or you want to answer some bestie questions, what are you thinking?
Huh. I love the... Okay, I'm reading a couple of these laws. I mean...
I think we do the laws. I think we
talk about let's do some laws. Let's do some laws. I want to read. Okay, what's the best way to do it, Craig? Do you think that?
Why don't you read one?
Okay, we're gonna read through 5.
Well, you read one and then I'll read. Like you read one and like have a comment or two.
Okay. Okay. Here is a good one because Nick just mentioned the state.
Oh wait. I do want to talk about something real quick.
Okay, I was so ready to dive into this ridiculous thing.
No, we will. But so crypto's raging again. And so I had to make the decision.
Okay.
Yeah. So I, in my opinion, and I'm not a financial advisor, do not listen to anything I'm saying, but basically like Bitcoin broke that 30 threshold, like, and it's been waiting to run again. And it ran a little bit today, point is, none of that matters. What the decision I had to make was, because I still have a lot of crypto in it that I just never got rid of because it went to like shit. And I was just like, one day it'll come back. But I had that urge of being like, so should you put more money in and like ride this wave? And I decided that the one-time gambling is my one-time gambling with it. And to not put any more money into it. But now I'm like, I just feel like I'm going to lose money either way. I'm losing money by not putting money into it. And then I'm losing money into playing a game that I've already played. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get back into crypto?
Craig, I never was in crypto in the first place.
Oh, well, that was smart.
And I knew that, right? Because I'm just of the mindset where I'm like, if I don't know what the hell that I'm doing, like, I'm not just going to throw money at it. And I made that decision for crypto. And yeah, so Craig, I hope you didn't throw too much money at crypto.
Like, no, that's like, good. I like just, for people listening, like, when you guys are people listening, I know it's going to be a weird time with crypto, but I did not take the bait. But
good.
Email us if you've got some advice. Because if there's another because, another GameStop, Craig, I'd like to be on it.
Because Craig is
it's
ready to
It's going
to
take one person to be
crypto.
Like, jump in. Yeah, I am.
Craig,
I am. I just,
Craig is ready to get hurt again with cryptocurrency.
And I know it sucks because I know a lot of people lost stuff. So, but whatever. It's our podcast and it's funny and you guys listen.
That's right.
Okay, tell us about the weird laws.
Okay. That's my favorite thing that Craig has ever said on this podcast. Well, it's our podcast and you have to deal with it. So anyways, it's funny to us. Okay. So in Connecticut, pickles must be able to bounce. What are your thoughts on
that?
Wow.
What a rule.
What a rule. Like, does that mean that
I don't hate it.
Pickled for like a certain amount of time so that like when you throw it down, it bounces, right? And so that means that that's like it's a dirty pickle if it doesn't bounce. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly
well,
what
just,
it means. No. So
yes, it's
it.
Exactly what it means. It's exactly okay. what it means because okay. it means it was either made with a bad cucumber or it wasn't pickled right.
Correct.
Or it's, yes, okay.
Because
okay.
like.
So it's got to be able to bounce in Connecticut.
That, so we. Our house goes through a lot of cucumbers, like a lot. Okay. It's my like healthy snack. Both of your faces are like, what? So I end up throwing away a lot of cucumbers because their shelf life isn't that long and they get really, really, really mushy. Like your finger will go right through it and it's disgusting. I either salt and pepper my cucumber slices. I squeeze lemon onto them, which is Paige's favorite. So I'll just squeeze lemons all over the cucumber slices, and that's a really good snack. And then if I'm cheating, then some French onion dip. So anyway, if the cucumber doesn't bounce, you should throw it away. So I guess that's the same thing with pickles.
Okay. All right, Craig, read me a weird law.
In Sulphur, Louisiana, it is illegal to be an alcoholic.
Okay, see, that is
I don't know
subjective.
Why I think that's funny, but...
That is subjective. What is an alcoholic?
Like, if your body's is it... dependent on alcohol... I mean, if your body's dependent on alcohol.
Okay, so it's like... Okay, so... it is it
but
like
you're like, you're a,
doctor...
you're a drunk.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, man. What if you just, like, fucked with someone and you're like, you're a drunk, and then a cop's like, what'd you say? Who's a drunk? You're like, him.
It's like
right
saying
there.
Someone's in the mafia.
Craig Conover. Yeah. They're like, you're going down. You're like, what constitutes a drunk? Okay.
So that's not the craziest one, but obviously no. it's.
Okay. What about, a couple of these I don't believe. Okay. Let's see. Which one did I just see? Okay. In New York, slippers are banned after 10 p.m. Okay, that is heinous and ridiculous. And I wonder why that law was enforced.
Like outside?
I mean, they can't enforce it in your house,
that's when
Craig.
I wear my slippers.
Right. So it's like, That to me, the first thing that I think of is like a college kid who like goes to class wearing slippers and like a, you know, oversized hoodie. And then you're like,
do you want to know the
answer? Look like a bum. Oh, okay. Go.
Oh yeah. What's the answer, Nick?
In New York State, is illegal to wear slippers in public after 10 p.m. because officials were concerned that slippers could attract rodents.
Huh?
What?
I'm just
must be what going. They used to be made of.
Yeah, there's so many weird laws that just haven't gotten deleted.
This one, so in Louisiana, it's illegal to eat more than 3 sandwiches at a wake unless the person in charge of the wake says it's okay. I mean, they must have just had funeral hoppers, like funeral crashers, like on wedding crashers. They must have just like that's how people ate for the day.
Or
go to Jimmy's funeral down the road.
Or what it means to me. Okay, and once again, Nick, don't burst my bubble before I get my thought out. But what it means to me,
yeah,
and
let
immediately,
Austin's theory.
Yes, immediately. Okay, I feel like, Craig, if I die and you're at my wake and you're just eating up some sandwiches, then it just looks like you're not very sad, and it's
sad
disrespectful.
Enough?
Yes, it looks like you're not sad enough because you're just like, these cucumber sandwiches are good, and you just like house, you know, 5 of them, and like, you know, the deceased's, you know, parents or wife or
see,
you know,
I started would think look pimento cheese. Like, I went right for pimento cheese sandwiches. I don't know why you'd have pimento cheese sandwiches at a wake, but that's the finger food that I thought of.
Well, in South Carolina, you know, potentially, but
do you
yes,
want the reasoning?
I feel like,
or do you not
I
want
feel
the reasoning?
Like it's because you're not sad enough.
No,
well,
we do.
No. Yeah, we do.
It's just sort of like what Craig said. Apparently, somebody ate way too many sandwiches at a funeral, and everybody got pissed off, so they made a law that said you can't have more than 3 sandwiches.
That's kind of what Alston said, though, too.
Yeah.
I want to meet this person.
Yeah, that is funny. Okay, this is going to be my last one because
I want to say
I'm on here.
What? Wait, didn't you just do one?
Oh,
yeah, it's Craig's turn. You're next.
No. Craig just said the sandwich one.
Oh, I did. You're right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Why did me and Nick think it was me? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. In Oklahoma and Ohio, you can't make weird faces at dogs. I don't even know what my theory is behind that one. I don't even get that one. Why
people probably
can't you
got
make...
bit.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it's... Yeah, I don't have it. The only thing that I can think of is like sensitive dog owners that are like, I cannot believe that you made that face at Chauncey, you know, and then you're like, okay, lady, relax. I don't know. What's your theory?
That's funny.
And then Nick's going to tell us.
I mean, I just said someone must have gotten bit because of it. But
oh, right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what it is people were getting bit by dogs. And the other one was people were getting mad that random strangers were making funny faces at their dogs. So they made it illegal. To now you
so
can't. It's,
also,
and I was wrong. It's not just funny faces.
About this.
It wasn't fun, just funny faces. I was wrong. It's any type of face. You can't make any type of face at a dog.
So if you want, this is what happens when you put me and Austin on like town councils. Like we basically these town council members were doing exactly what we were thinking.
Okay, so
no,
dog
sorry.
Walks by. So the dog walks by and you're like, ooh. And like that face yeah. means like,
look at me.
Yeah. What's up, you little bitch? Imagine.
I've just never even
what's
thought
up,
to like
bitch?
Okay, I've given faces to dogs with little legs before because someone that I knew used to have a dog with little legs and it annoyed me. I don't hate dogs with little legs. I've just given a face to one before.
Yeah.
And then like little Craig and I don't get along, so I've definitely made faces at him like don't even look at me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, man. What's the face though? Is your face like?
We do. I feel like I've flicked a dog off before. No, I haven't.
Really funny. And like people when the dog comes running in all the time,
and they're like, the only thing that would be better is if little Craig was here. And I was like, no, it wouldn't.
Craig can't even hide his disdain. He's like, you know, normally he's like, yeah, totally. It'd be so cool. You're like, no, it fucking wouldn't. Little demon dog. Fucking little demon dog.
Okay, here's my face then. Here's my face. Like if a dog was going crazy behind a fence and he couldn't get to me, I'd be like.
You're like, oh, stupid ass.
Oh, it sucks for you. Whoa. And that's when he so like, you don't jumps have like opposable thumbs,
you fucking idiot. The...
Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm stupid. I'm barking at you.
That is rich. And on that
I've
note,
I've definitely also been like chill.
What do you mean?
Sorry. I've been like, if a dog's barking from the other side of a fence, I've been like, yo, relax. Like,
right. I've done that right. before. You're like, you stupid idiot. You can't get through here. Who do you think you are? You make a face. You idiot.
All right.
Oh, God. All right. Well, guys, that made
Maybe
me laugh
Maybe it was a bigger
immensely.
Problem than we realized.
I'm going to think of it every time that I make a face at a dog now. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry that you can't get me.
You know, you're going to be like, wow, I guess I do that.
You're like, did they make this law because of me? No, I just had a nice little cry, laugh. Thank you, Craig. Your face cracked me up right there. Want to thank you guys for joining us. I'm glad that I was able to find a little pocket of time to pop on with my besties and chat with my other besties. That was amazing. That was one of my favorite podcasts in recent memory. Remember to go to pillowsandbeer.com to look at all of our tour dates. Guys, we're coming to your city soon, and we cannot wait to see y'all. So until then, the boys at pillowsandbeer.com, we are looking at all of these sweatshirt and t-shirt ideas from you, and we love you guys. And we'll see you soon.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.